Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Wednesday on this 20th day of March 2019. And I'm delighted to have two returning guests today, two very important guests who are going to be discussing new developments with Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated. I'm speaking of Tom Evans, the president and general manager of Family Radio, and Joe Jackowitz, the pastor at large for Family Radio. And we are going to be discussing what's happening at Family Radio and who ministers to the ministers. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you both back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Tom Evans and Joe Jackowitz.
Thank you very much, Chris. Good to be here with you.
Good to be with you, my friend.
It's great to have you both back. And I'm going to give out our email address immediately for anyone who cares to join us with a question of their own. Our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us at least your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And by the way, I want to read, with permission of Harold Camping's granddaughter, Sarah Nunez, a beautiful letter that she wrote to me the day after Tom Evans made his debut interview on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, where he publicly confessed repentance over the heresies of Harold Camping, heresies that Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated had unfortunately perpetuated even after Harold Camping's death. But they have now come to repentance, and they are now transformed as a radio station and now a friend and platform for the body of Christ, for the Church of Jesus Christ, rather than an enemy of the church. And it is such a thrill to know this. But Harold Camping's granddaughter, with permission, I am reading this, permission from her, she said, "Dear Chris, I just wanted to say that I heard the interview yesterday, and Tom did a great job. I think it's great for people to hear what Family Radio is doing after the end-of-the-world garbage that was preached for so long. I'm Harold Camping's granddaughter, and I was born into it. We were right in the thick of it and went to my grandpa's church and were followers of everything he taught. I never even questioned it because, after all, I was just a child at the time, and I looked up to my grandpa more than anyone in the world. Tom Evans was actually my Sunday school teacher back in the day and was practically part of the family. I would say that he needs a lot of prayer being in the position that he is at Family Radio. There is some opposition to what he's trying to do, removing my grandpa off the air completely. After 2011, I was extremely confused and started questioning everything I had ever been taught. The only thing that I could come up with is that I still believe there was a God. Many kids I grew up with in our church became atheists, and I knew that I still wanted to follow him. By God's grace, we, my husband and our kids, were able to move out of Alameda, California, away from my family and all the drama, an hour away to the Central Valley. We bought a little ranchette and are loving life in the country. For the first time since the end of the church age, we started looking for a church. Also, for the first time, I felt God truly pulling me in his direction and we found an awesome church. This church was handpicked just for us. The pastor does discipleship with all the new families who come to the church, and I was so confused about everything that it was just what I needed. We started from scratch, and we went over everything from the doctrines of grace to God's attributes and so forth. Our family has come such a long way. It's amazing what God will do with you when you surrender everything to Him. Tom kept on saying how sorry he was for everything. Well, being in the camping family, even though I wasn't actively promoting anything, you feel a guilt that your family was responsible for so much heartache and sorrow. I grieved and I prayed for the families that were deeply affected for a long time, for a very long time, and praying that they didn't abandon the faith like so many did from our circle. One thing I will say about my grandpa is that, shockingly, he did repent. I was at their house all the time and in the hospital after his stroke. He was deeply, deeply sorrowful for what he did. My husband and I would go over there, and he would have his head buried in his hands and just be saying how wrong he was about the whole thing and how sad he was. His time on the radio was pretty much done, though. They didn't let him on much after his stroke. Yes, his memory was impaired, but he didn't forget about everything he had done. His memory really got better for a while before he died. It was amazing to see the difference in the man that was running an empire and so powerful to a humbled man that was like a different person who is admitting that he was wrong about everything. I just wanted to say that I appreciated the interview, and she is speaking about the interview I did with you, Tom. And the Lord is gracious and plenteous in mercy. I thank Him all the time for bringing us out of false teaching, and hope to be a witness to those that are stuck somewhere in a cult-like setting, thinking they have all the answers. Have a great week, and thank you for your ministry. Regards, Sarah Nunez. Well, I just thought that that was a very moving letter, and I thank God that she listened to that previous interview we did and that she took the time to write such a precious letter. So let me begin with you, Tom. For those of our listeners who aren't aware, and of course I already indicated that Family Radio has gone through a huge transformation, and I understand that even the day after we had done our initial interview, where you were for the first time publicly in the media professing repentance over the heresies of Harold Camping, I understand that the very next day, anyone connected to the station or the network that was loyal to Mr. Camping and his teachings quit. So you are really have become fully untethered by anything connected to Mr. Camping and have purged your airwaves from his presence and his teaching. So I'll let you pick up where I just left off, Tom.
Well, yeah, indeed. There have been tremendous change, tremendous learning. I appreciated that letter. Sarah, yeah, of course. I knew Sarah when she was from a very young age, and even after she became married to her husband, Josh, and kept tabs. But yeah, I would agree that although I wouldn't say that everyone up and quit the next day, I would say this, that God has removed, as you mentioned, the tethers holding Family Radio in that back to the end of the church age in the end of the world predictions. We are no longer, in fact, one of the things we really try to do is look forward and look at ways in which Family Radio, this ministry, can go forward and in fact, turn our attention towards the church itself and how we can minister to the church, add to the church, encourage the church. That's really our aim right now. Is what can we do, understanding the ministry and in the capability we have as a broadcaster to further the gospel and to encourage the saints, encourage the body of Christ. That is our goal.
Oh, praise God. And so what new can you tell us about specific things, whether they be programs, whether they be about the music, or whatever you have to say in regards to the developments that are occurring even as we speak in the continued transformation of Family Radio?
Sure, indeed. I'm here with Joe, Pastor Joe, and in fact, Joe, he and I have spoken much about this new, one of the new arms of Family Radio is the ministry to, as you mentioned, pastor to pastor. We want to try to, we understand, looking at ourselves, we're all human beings, and so I really want to allow Pastor Joe to kind of talk about this part, this new part, our aspect of Family Radio, this new ministry opportunity we see. So I agree that, yep, there are many things on the horizon for us, and we can talk about some of those things, but I really do am very encouraged by the opportunity we have to encourage the body, and especially pastors.
Chris, one of the things that Tom and I and the leadership at Family Radio is very desirous is to be used as an instrument of God to support the church and to support its pastors. I think if you sit back and watch and see what's going to come down the road, the Lord blessing our plans and our efforts to be a tool of great edification and inspiration to churches, to provide spiritual resources to churches and to pastors in the form of encouragement, especially over the airwaves and on our radio stations. But one of the most important aspects of the growth of the church and the spiritual health of the church is that of pastors. Pastors are a vital, vital element and in terms of the growth of the church. And if I could just take a couple of minutes to kind of give, throughout the rest of this interview between Tom and myself, give you an overview of what this new ministry is that Family Radio is launching here in the next few weeks. And it relates to ministering to pastors. It's a pastor's ministry. And so pastors are people like anybody else. They need to be ministered to. They are human beings. And they spend so much of their time ministering to other people, looking out for the welfare of the members of their church, even unsaved people, people outside their church that they reach out to. But Chris, who ministers to the minister? You know, one of the world's greatest authorities on leadership and management, I'll not say his name because I have a problem with most of what he emphasizes, but he is an expert, an efficiency expert in the area of leadership and management in general. And he said that the four hardest jobs in America are the president of the United States, a university president, a CEO of a hospital, and a pastor. According to the Barna Group, which is a company that does surveys and statistics about Christianity and the church, approximately 85% of churches in America have less than 200 people, 60% of churches are under 100 people, and the average size congregation in the U.S. is 89 people. And 90% of pastors say that the ministry was completely different, regardless of the size of their church, than what they thought it would be like before they entered the ministry. That's a huge statistic. 70% of evangelical pastors that were surveyed said they have a lower self-image now than when they first started. And so this tells us that the pastor of a local church is a very important individual that has a big impact on the spiritual life of the local church. And therefore, any negative effects on the pastor is going to roll downhill and have negative effects on the congregation. But Chris, many people do not understand 90% of what a pastor goes behind the scenes and 90% of the struggles and sufferings. I know what I'm talking about. I have a lot of friends across the United States and around the world who are evangelical pastors. I've been a pastor for 35 years. And let me tell you this, the job of a pastor takes its toll on people. There are many negative effects on the pastor that most church members don't realize constantly happen, even on a daily basis, most of the time. And the work of a pastor is a very difficult job. It's one of the most difficult positions a person can be in. It takes a divine calling. It takes supernatural power of God to hold a pastor up for the long term. The work of a pastor is primarily and mostly negative in nature. And these negative aspects of being a pastor catch up to you, even doubting your calling as a pastor. Actually, that's not a bad thing in many ways, to doubt your calling, which ultimately keeps you humble. Pastors experience burnout. They wear themselves out trying to help people. Some pastors are hurt because they see how much their family suffers because they so often are involved in ministry it takes them away from their family. They endure a lot of criticism. Most of it is unfounded. And how can they handle that? Pastors can be criticized by people for a lot of things, a lot of things. They also experience rejection, constant rejection. And so these are just a few things that make the ministry so negative-oriented that it requires a divine pushback internally to console them and keep them going with a positive attitude and trusting in the Lord. There's also the aspect of betrayal. Pastors have get betrayed sometimes by church members whom they've trusted with their burdens, and these church members may end up telling the pastors personal business to other people where the pastor may confide in them. Staff and co-leaders in the church may leave unjustly, may leave the church. The pastor may trust the person in leadership with the title or with responsibility, and that person may use their influence to actually leave the church, start their own church, take people away. It's like the Judas syndrome. So there's, and now I'm not saying that pastors are perfect and that some of their problems are caused by themselves, obviously. But a pastor can be betrayed, and I don't know of any pastor that is worth their salt that hasn't experienced everything he's talking about at one time or another. Another thing is the loneliness of the ministry. 70% in a survey of pastors don't have someone they can really consider a close friend, someone whom that they can trust. If I tell another pastor my problems, will he be able to relate to me? Hopefully, if he's a pastor, he can. Or will he criticize me and tell others or treat me differently? Are my friends really my friends? Or a church member who is just a temporary friend who may leave the church any day now? So there's this idea of loneliness, this sense of detachment, of where a pastor may get to a place where he really feels like he can't talk to anybody because he's been burned by people wrongfully so many times. Then, of course, there's the weariness factor. Again, going back to the survey, 50% of ministers start out in the ministry will not last 5 years. 50%, that's a huge statistic of ministers, of seminary graduates, Bible college graduates who enter the ministry last tops 5 years. That's a huge statement about something that's wrong, something that pastors are missing, something that they need desperately to equalize all these negative pressures and things. 70% felt God called them to the pastoral ministry before their ministry began, but after 3 years of ministry, only 50% still feel called. Then there's the frustrations and disappointments in the ministry. Disappointments come in many ways, like low income. There are many things pastors in this salary range of like $30,000 to $40,000 a year are not able to do for their family that other people do. People and church members can do. So there's also the added pressure of having to get a second job to provide for his family outside his work as a pastor. My own experience has been as a bivocational pastor, out of 35 years, I've had to work a second job for 18 of those years to be able to provide for my family. But that causes another problem of frustration. When you have to work Monday through Friday for 40 or 50 hours a week as a bivocational pastor, you can only serve the church on nights and weekends. But there's always a much greater need for pastors than nights and weekends allow for. So there's this frustration of not being able to minister to the chief on a level that you really want to. I remember in my own bed, one day I got to a place of burnout working a secular job and nights and weekends as a pastor, that I woke up Monday morning after a hard day at church preaching and ministering, and I just couldn't get out of bed. Physically and spiritually and emotionally, I was exhausted, so I just buried my face in my pillow, and I cried like a baby for deliverance. And within a week, God delivered me, and it called me full-time into the ministry. So you know, there's this the frustration of elusiveness. There are many areas of ministry in which success, according to the worldly definition of success, is very difficult. Pastors need to learn not to define their so-called effectiveness by looking around at them. Pastors can be very hard on themselves, Chris. And so we work in an area that hard work and good effort just does not guarantee success. So let me just pause right there and see if Tom wants to jump in, or before I can keep going for about 3 hours. But do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, for me, from my perspective, just looking, just comparing my own experience, indeed, being a pastor, or being someone in the congregation, looking up at a pastor, often you don't sit down with them and they share their heart with you. It's hard, but just hearing you and you're in my conversations, Joe, and just talking about this, we see that pastors are human beings just like we are. We look at our own struggles, and this is something that I believe as part of the mission of Family Radio is to come along and encourage and comfort and edify the body, including pastors. And I think that there is a great need for us to raise our understanding and awareness of what a pastor to endure. And you were saying, we were talking about a congregation is only as strong as the pastor. And I would say that about the church itself in America. We, you know, so many pastors I've heard are talking about revival and the need for revival. And I think that's the product of all the elements you're talking about here. I think that pastors, teachers, in fact, I was just reading a passage where we let the elders that rule well, this is in 1 Timothy 5, verse 17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. My own experience, I know, doing some study of the Bible, that it takes an intense amount of study. If you're going to stand up at the pulpit and say, thus saith the Lord, you had better know what you're talking about. And that's one of the reasons why I realized God led me to the point where I realized I am not a teacher, not a pastor, not qualified. It's helped me to respect and understand better the struggles that a pastor has to deal with.
I immediately thought, I just wanted to say one thing, Joe. I immediately thought when we had agreed to discuss who ministers to the ministers, I don't know if my dear late wife used that exact phrase, but that was actually her question to me in the early 1990s, if not exactly in those words, pretty close to it. When she came up with the idea for our annual pastors' luncheons that I began in the 1990s, even before I had Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, and initially we had to pay for everything out of our own pocket. She told me that she wanted to have she and I forego the exchanging of Christmas gifts so we could afford to treat pastors to a Christmas luncheon every year, and that's what we did. For years and years, and the number of pastors that attended grew to such a large number that we had to eventually get corporate sponsorship to help us. And then I've continued the pastors' luncheon, now doing them twice a year, usually in the spring and usually in the wintertime, somewhere between Christmas and January. And I have taken up the baton, as it were, after my wife entered into eternity with Christ, and have continued to do this in her memory, also to be a blessing to the pastors. And it was her vision to make this a complete time of rest, relaxation, and enjoyment for pastors. There's no selling of anything. In fact, major publishers, as you know, all over the world, I should say all over the United Kingdom and the United States, donate free books to the pastors. You have shown up to two of the luncheons so far with First Love Publishing and have given away books. So I'm looking forward to seeing you again, hopefully on May 23rd, when I'm having my next luncheon, which I'll be announcing in more detail later. But I just wanted to say that in tribute to my wife, because it was a burden to her who ministers to the ministers. And she knew that I, working in Christian radio, had a very high percentage of friends who were pastors, and I still do. Most of my friends are pastors. So being in that unusual position, she wanted to launch those luncheons, and thanks be to God, they have continued ever since. But I interrupted you,
well,
Joe.
I appreciate your ministry to pastors. This is what Family Radio wants to do, is to go deeply into the ministry of pastors, because pastors are really unsung heroes. They don't get a lot of credit, and a lot of people don't understand the struggles that they have behind the scenes and how it is to the best interest of church members to do everything they can to alleviate the burden and the work of a pastor so that they can focus on their spiritual responsibility. We were talking about the frustrations and disappointments of pastors. Many pastors work very hard, but they find they're missing something. They're very sincere believers. They love God. They know the Word, have a great content in their sermons, but somehow something's not working, and they get frustrated. And some days, leaders, church leaders, pastors, can't seem to do anything right. And so they, in their ministry, they get momentum, they see some fruits, and then something bad happens to the church, a church leader falls, or controversies occur, relationships become strained, and then they get depressed. And if they don't come out of that depression, it could have a big negative impact on the church. Things are going well, and then a couple of your biggest givers leave, the church needs money, but the pastor doesn't want to put too much focus on money. Not about the money, but it becomes about money with many churches, and they get tempted to shift their focus from the spiritual things to the things financial or material. Let me just throw out a couple of statistics here.
In fact, Joe, could you hold off? I was going to say hold off on the statistics until we return from our first break.
Sure.
So we're going to our first station break right now. If you care to join us on the air with a question of your own for Tom Evans, President and General Manager of Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated, or Joe Jackowitz, Pastor at Large for Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated, send us an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as always, please give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. We'll be right back with Tom Evans and Joe Jackowitz on what's happening at Family Radio and who ministers to the ministers.
Tired of box store Christianity, of doing church in a warehouse with all the trappings of a rock concert? Do you long for a more traditional and reverent style of worship? And how about the preaching? Perhaps you've begun to think that in-depth biblical exposition has vanished from Long Island. Well, there's good news. Wading River Baptist Church exists to provide believers with a meaningful and reverent worship experience, featuring the systematic exposition of God's Word. And this loving congregation looks forward to meeting you. Call them at 631-929-3512 for service times. 631-929-3512. Or check out their website at wrbc.us. That's wrbc.us.
I'm James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. The New American Standard Bible is perfect for daily reading or in-depth study. Used by pastors, scholars, and everyday readers, the NASB is widely embraced and trusted as a literal and readable Bible translation. The NASB offers clarity and readability while maintaining high accuracy to the original languages, which the NASB is known for. The NASB is available in many editions, like a topical reference Bible. Researched and prepared by biblical scholars devoted to accuracy, the new topical reference Bible includes contemporary topics relevant to today's issues. From compact to giant print Bibles, find an NASB that fits your needs very affordably at nasbible.com. Whichever edition you choose, trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results.
Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed, professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981. 717-697-1981. Or visit SolidRockRemodeling.com. That's SolidRockRemodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Ironson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hello, my name is James Renahan, and I'm the president of IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. The Word of God says, if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. Do you have the desire to serve Jesus Christ in pastoral ministry? 20 years ago, the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies at Westminster Seminary, California was born. For those two decades, these institutions worked together to train men for ministry in Reformed Baptist churches. It has been a wonderful partnership. Now we have advanced our school into an independent seminary offering a full program of courses leading to the Master of Divinity degree. This is IRBS Theological Seminary. We believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired and inerrant Word of God, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who came to save sinners by his life, death, and resurrection, and that the task of the church is to honor and serve the triune God in all things. IRBS Theological Seminary is dedicated by God's grace to preparing godly ministers who will be committed to these doctrines. Do you sense a call to serve Jesus Christ and his church as a pastor? Why not consider IRBS Theological Seminary? You'll find more information at irbsseminary.org. That's irbsseminary.org, two S's in the middle. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen. If you just tuned us in, today we have as our guests, returning to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Thomas Evans, President and General Manager of Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated, and Joe Jackowitz, the Pastor at Large at Family Radio and Family Stations Incorporated. If you have questions for them about what's happening at Family Radio and also who ministers to the ministers, our email address is chrisarnzen at gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. And Joe, you were going to give us some statistics before we went to the break. And if you could also, right before that, give our listeners sort of an overview of what you do as pastor at large for Family Radio.
Good question. What I do is I have direct contact with listeners who call in with questions about the Bible, so I'll answer those questions. Listeners who call in for prayer or counseling, I'll go ahead and take care of those calls and counsel people. But I also am involved in helping with the develop these ministries like the pastor ministry as well as the church relations elements of Family Radio. So church relations, the pastoral ministry, I'm heavily involved in the outreach part of Family Radio, which we are really moving in very quickly to, as a support to the local church and to the pastors, we want to reach out in various ways to be there for the church and pastors. So I'm very much involved in that aspect of the ministry of Family Radio.
And you are also pastor at Christ Bible Church in Dublin, California. Why don't you share our listeners a little bit something about that?
Yeah, Christ Bible Church, we're Calvinistic and Baptistic. We are in the Tri-Valley area next to the East Bay in Northern California, about 30 miles east of San Francisco. We have been going since 1990, so next February will be a church for 30 years, thank God. And we have a good mix in our congregation. We focus on expository preaching and fellowship, the love of the brethren, body life, and a balance between the Word of God and its teaching and the Spirit of God, knowing that only God can build His church.
Amen. And we hope to remember to repeat this later, but the website for Christ Bible Church in Dublin, California is ChristBibleChurch.org, ChristBibleChurch.org. Now you can pick up, Joe, with the statistics you were going to share.
So, Chris, we were talking a lot about the frustrations and disappointments of pastors. I wanted to share some statistics with you from the Barna Group, which is pretty accurate, give or take 5%. And these statistics display why their pastors are really hurting. The first one is that 4,000 new churches are planted each year and 7,000 churches close. So that shows you that there are more churches that close than are planted. And then over 1,700 pastors leave the pastorate every month last year. Over 3,500 people a day left the church last year. And then 50% of pastors feel so discouraged that they would leave the ministry if they could, but have no other way of making a living. And then 45% of pastors say that they've experienced depression or burnout to the extent that they needed to take a leave of absence from the ministry. So it shows you, first of all, that the church is under attack and the pastoral ministry is under attack by pressures from the outside, spiritual forces, as well as pressures from the inside. And that's a given. If any knows anything about the church and the pastorate, there's a tremendous amount of pressure coming against it. But thank God that some pastors survive and endure the hardship and the conflict in ministry. And a few, and I say that carefully, a few even prosper spiritually. But all pastors work their salt and experience something of all the frustrations and disappointments of the ministry, all of them that I just described, these negative effects on the pastor and on his ministry, or they're not human. They're not human. So can you imagine, Chris, how this would affect you if you were a pastor? What about our listeners? Can you imagine how this would affect you, all these negative things? Most people have no clue what their pastors are going through in terms of the hardships and difficulties, conflicts, and the sheer pain connected with being a pastor. And there's a reason for these negative effects. And they have a lot to do with the difficulties of the job itself. And I want to talk a little bit, if you don't have any questions, or and maybe Tom would like to add something. I'd like to talk about the difficulties of the job, which many people do not realize are inherent in the work itself.
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead.
I'd like to make one comment here. I think it's one of the biggest transitions at Family Radio has been the turn toward understanding our place from complete isolation to now embracing and understanding, okay, within the body of Christ, there are many members. There are different gifts, talents. How can, and part of that gets into this whole subject of edifying the body. Why did God give pastors and teachers in the first place? Why did he call them and equip men to do these things? And it is to edify the body. And one of the things that I believe Family Radio can do, and do it quite well, is to edify the body, as opposed to condemn the body. So I think this is part and parcel of what we should be doing as a ministry, is not only declaring the Word of God to cast the gospel further, but also, as we read in Ephesians 4, for the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, until the body's complete. So we are embracing this fully as a ministry, how we can come alongside and encourage elders, pastors, teachers in any way we can.
Amen.
Chris, what Tom just described is really good news for the Church of Jesus Christ throughout, not the Mormon Church, but the Church of Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I have to make sure when I say that as well that I give a caveat when I say the Church of Jesus Christ.
I was not going to say of the Latter-day Saints.
Right, of course.
What Tom just said is good news because Family Radio has a significant platform to be able to encourage and strengthen the church in these days of great wickedness and immorality and moral decay throughout the United States and the world. Family Radio's in an excellent position to channel its resources now in the coming months to really encourage the church to persevere in our culture and in our world, to be a light and salt in the earth. But let's talk about the difficulties of the job, because I would encourage your listeners to do everything they can to help pastors and to help the local church, because the work of a pastor is enormously difficult. He does not have what it takes in and of himself. Why is the work of a pastor so difficult and challenging? Well, first of all, because it's a 24/7 job. We work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never get away from it. People need you when they need you, Chris, whether it's 9 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning. If there's an emergency, a call to the hospital, a call to a sick bed, people have serious problems. You can't put that in a bottle. You can't predict that. Your problems can't be confined to Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. So pastors need to be available at any time. And any pastor worth his salt understands that. The next thing, the next challenge is that it has unique challenges, like any other job. And some of these challenges are, for example, most churches and pastors have very small staffs, or it's just the pastor himself. But the needs are very great. And so the pastor finds himself torn between two very important things. Should I minister to the spiritual need if something came up, or do I take care of a very important administrative situation that cannot be ignored right now? So he's pulled in different directions all the time, and sometimes he makes a mistake in terms of identifying his priorities. The next thing that is challenging and difficult for a pastor is that to do his job properly, he needs to be multi-talented. He must have many skill sets, which is inherent in his qualification. Certainly, God will equip him and qualify him with these skills. But, for example, he must be a Bible teacher, an accountant, a strategist, a visionary, a computer tech, a counselor, a public speaker, a worship director, a prayer warrior, a mentor, a leadership trainer, a disciple maker, sometimes a psychiatrist, a bus driver, and a fundraiser. And that's not even talking about the spiritual qualifications. That's just many of the external ones. Another difficulty is that the pastor's job is never complete. What do you mean it's never complete? Because people are always a work in progress. he very rarely gets to see a completed project. It's not like a pastor is a sculptor or a baker where he can admire a completed project like a big cake or a statue. He's always dealing with people, and most of the people he ministers to and counsels, their Christian growth is like two steps forward, one step backward. So he's always dealing with them, not only in the good things, but in the one step backward, where they call him and they've had a fall, they've gone backwards instead of forwards. It's very, very difficult emotionally on him in this sense. Another difficulty about a pastor's job is the real work of a pastor is impossible. Can you imagine if you applied to a job that you saw in the want ads that told you you won't be able to do the job before you took the job? I mean, it's crazy. But when any pastor who's been a pastor for 3 to 5 years knows what he's gotten himself into, and the real effective nature of the job is impossible. The pastor, the true pastor, knows he does not have the ability to do the job where it really counts. Like 2 Corinthians 3 says, where the Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, with all his experience and knowledge, said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So unless the Spirit of God is working through him to create life, to regenerate, to sanctify, and to renew life in people, everything he does will fall on the ground. Remember, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. We read, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. So God must work through the pastor, or his work is falling on deaf ears. Without God's calling, there would be no pastors. I tell you, Tom, if it was my choice, I'd never, ever become a pastor, knowing that this is really an impossible job, and knowing about all the inherent difficulties that are to the work. You see, many of pastors approach the work as a professional, a paid professional, doing their work through the ministrations that they go through mechanically with formalism, and they utterly fall because it's not a profession. The Spirit of God working through pastors is what builds the kingdom of God in the hearts of people. Remember what Zechariah said, Chris, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So only the Spirit of God working through him can make him effective in doing the job that's pleasing to God, that advances the kingdom, and that produces fruit and the kind of works that will follow the pastor into the next life and be trophies that will glorify God forever.
Well, praise God. We do have a listener with a question, and let me go to that right now. And let me remind our listeners also, if you'd like to join us, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Please give us your first name, at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal in private matter. We have David in Ada, Ohio, and he says, you reminded me of a study I did on dispensationalists and J.N. Darby. I seem to remember that he believed in all the men of the church were ministers and didn't have a place for a specific pastor. Could you comment on this and the fallacy of it, and are you distinguishing between them? Let me see. I had to enlarge the last part of his email. I'm sorry. It is microscopic, the typeface. And are you distinguishing between Calvinistic and Arminian pastors in your ministry? If so, how, and if not, why? All right. Well, Joe?
Well, I'll answer the second question first. We are not distinguishing between Calvinistic and Arminian pastors, because all true pastors that are called by God, whether they be Calvinistic or Arminian, suffer the same difficulties and trials and face the same challenges. The reason why is, though we may disagree on points of doctrine between the two systems of Calvinism and Arminianism, we're talking about the spiritual nature of the work primarily. We teach the Bible, we teach doctrine, But when we talk about church growth and causing believers to grow spiritually under the ministry of a pastor, we all have to deal with the same issues related to that. And so there's really no distinguishing between Calvinistic and Arminian preachers when we talk about the need for spiritual growth. And that's what I'm primarily talking about, is the difficulties and the challenges which hinder spiritual growth in a pastor's own life and ministry and in the life and ministry of the local church. I think the other aspect of the eldership you're referring to...
Yeah, that's the ecclesiology of the Plymouth Brethren, basically.
The Plymouth... I was just going to say, one of the founders of the Plymouth Brethren Church, they make a distinction, that is the Plymouth Brethren Church, between an office of pastor, as we find in Ephesians 4, 1 Timothy 3, and Titus chapter 1, that describe the qualifications and the work of a pastor. There, we believe that there is the office, the new covenant office of a pastor, as well as the office of a deacon, and we believe that if possible, if the church financially is able to set aside a pastor for the full-time work of the ministry or part-time paid, that it is to the benefit and spiritual prosperity and profit of the church to do that. The Plymouth Brethren will not see that. They will see that elders or pastors, the terms really are synonymous, are to work full-time, and they don't see the office of a pastor as a separate work of or office with, and calling within the church.
By the way, I want to just throw my two cents in. Having, as I said before, the majority of my friends, my closest friends, are pastors, and they have been ever since I have been working in Christian media. When our listener wants to know if you treat Reformed and Arminian pastors differently, I have to say that having grown deeply in my friendships with a number of Arminian pastors, or just pastors outside of the Reformed faith, that, to be perfectly honest, there are men of God who may be in error on certain doctrinal and theological positions, but are more faithful to the office of a shepherd or an under-shepherd under Christ than someone who is Reformed. Just because you have your doctrine correct in most ways does not mean that you are faithfully obeying the scriptures as an office bearer in the position of a pastor. Would you agree with what I'm saying, Joe and Tom?
Absolutely, I agree 100%. Yes,
there are pastors that I know that if it came to me having to confide in them for some earth-shattering thing that I have experienced, there are some Arminian men that I would prefer approaching privately about that, or even enjoying their friendship, than some professedly Reformed men. I'm not speaking about my own pastors who I love, who are Reformed Baptists, and I'm not saying that these men whose counsel I might prefer that is because of their Arminianism. It's in spite of their Arminianism or their non-Calvinistic understanding.
Yes, I think it depends on the person, the man himself. I have some pastor friends who are Arminian, and though we may disagree on points of doctrine, I have godly jealousy for some of them because they're more filled with the love of God I see in their character and their love for me than I have, and I long for what they have. Just like George Whitfield said of John Wesley, the two classic examples of the doctrinal differences between Calvinism and Arminianism between them, Whitfield said of Wesley that Wesley would probably be so far closer to the, or so much closer to the throne of God than in heaven than Whitfield would ever be.
Well, we have to go to our midway break right now. Sorry to interrupt you again, but this is our longer than normal break because Grace Life Radio in Lake City, Florida, requires us to have this this longer break midway through the show because they have to localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to their local city there, Lake City, Florida, with their own commercials and public service announcements. So I would ask of you, Well, they air their commercials and public service announcements, and we air ours that are globally heard. I would urge you to use this time wisely, to write down questions for Tom Evans and Joe Jackowitz of Family Radio, and also to write down the information provided by our advertisers, because without our advertisers, we are not going to exist. And the more frequently and successfully you patronize them, the more likely we are going to remain on the air, obviously. So in order to do that, please write down the information provided by our advertisers and try to patronize them as often as you can. But we're going to our break now. And our email address for questions is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Hopefully we'll hear from you soon, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Stefan Lindblad, Assistant Professor of Systematic Theology at IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. I accepted this call to teach at the seminary because I'm firmly convinced that the people of God in the churches of our Lord Jesus Christ need to be firmly grounded in the truth of Holy Scripture. I'm excited to be teaching such subjects as the nature of theology and the doctrine of Scripture, and even the doctrine of the person and work of Jesus Christ. Our churches and our people need to be well grounded in these truths. Indeed, future ministers of the gospel need to understand these truths in order to proclaim them to all of God's people. If you want to learn more about our program, visit us online at irbsseminary.org.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com.
Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Hi, I'm Mark Lukens, pastor of Providence Baptist Church. We are a Reformed Baptist church, and we hold to the London Baptist Confession of Faith of 1689. We are in Norfolk, Massachusetts. We strive to reflect Paul's mindset to be much more concerned with how God views what we say and what we do than how men view these things. That's not the best recipe for popularity, but since that wasn't the apostles' priority, it must not be ours either. We believe, by God's grace, that we are called to demonstrate love and compassion to our fellow man, and to be vessels of Christ's mercy to a lost and hurting community around us, and to build up the body of Christ in truth and love. If you live near Norfolk, Massachusetts, or plan to visit our area, please come and join us for worship and fellowship. You can call us at 508-528-5750, that's 508-528-5750, or go to our website to email us, listen to past sermons, worship songs, or watch our TV program entitled Resting in Grace. You can find us at Providence Baptist Church, ma.org, that's Providence Baptist Church, ma.org, or even on sermonaudio.com. Providence Baptist Church is delighted to sponsor Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
One sure way all Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners can help keep my show on the air is to support my advertisers. I know you all use batteries every day, so I'm urging you all from now on to exclusively use BatteryDepot.com for all your battery needs. At BatteryDepot.com, they're changing the status quo. They're flipping the script. They're sticking it to the man. In other words, they'd like to change the battery industry for good by providing an extensive inventory of top-of-the-line batteries that are uniformly new, dependable, and affordable. Ordering from BatteryDepot.com ensures you'll always get fresh out-of-the-box batteries you can count on to work properly at competitive prices. Whether you need batteries for cordless phones, cell phones, radios, PCs, laptops, tablets, baby monitors, hearing aids, smoke detectors, credit card readers, digital cameras, electronic cigarettes, GPSs, MP3 players, watches, or nearly anything else you own that needs batteries, go to BatteryDepot.com. Next day shipping available. All products protected by 30-day guarantees and 6-month warranties. Call 866-403-3768. That's 866-403-3768. Or go to BatteryDepot.com. That's BatteryDepot.com.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is sponsored by Harvey Cedars, a year-round Bible conference and retreat center nestled on the Jersey Shore. Harvey Cedars offers a wide range of accommodations to suit groups up to 400. For generations, Christians have enjoyed gathering and growing at Harvey Cedars. Each year, thousands of high school and college students come and learn more about God's Word. An additional 9,000 come annually to Harvey Cedars as families, couples, singles, men, women, pastors, seniors, and missionaries. 90 miles from New York City, 70 miles from Philly, and 95 miles from Wilmington, and easily accessible, scores of notable Christian groups frequently plan conferences at Harvey Cedars, like the Navigators, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Campus Crusade, and the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Find Harvey Cedars on Facebook or at hcbible.org, hcbible.org. Call 609-494-5689, 609-494-5689. Harvey Cedars, where Christ finds people and changes lives.
I'm Dr. Gary Kimbrell, pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Laurel, Mississippi. God tells us in James 1:27 that pure and undefiled religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. In the providence of God, 3 years ago, I discovered a poor small church outside Lusaka, Zambia, in a township called Kabanana, who are taking care of 24 orphans. I found them just at the time when they had lost all their funding. What was I to do? Could I just say, God bless you, and walk away? The situation of the children sat heavily upon me. As I was praying concerning this need, it came to me, I trust from the Lord, to tell the orphans' plight to a broader audience. The entire need for their clothing, food, education, and some medical services is $73 per month per child. If just 50 of us would give $35 a month, we could meet the need. Bethlehem Baptist Church will pay the fee to get the funds there, so if you give a dollar will get to the orphans. In this season of hope and giving, will you consider giving hope to 24 orphans? Please send your gift of any amount to Bethlehem Baptist Church, 838 Reed Road, Laurel, Mississippi, 39443, or donate through our website, bbclaurel.com. Again, the address is Bethlehem Baptist Church, 838 Reed Road, Laurel, Mississippi, 39443, or bbclaurel.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stefan Lindblad, Assistant Professor of Systematic Theology at IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. I accepted this call to teach at the seminary because I'm firmly convinced that the people of God in the churches of our Lord Jesus Christ need to be firmly grounded in the truth of Holy Scripture. I'm excited to be teaching such subjects as the nature of theology and the doctrine of Scripture, and even the doctrine of the person and work of Jesus Christ. Our churches and our people need to be well grounded in these truths. Indeed, future ministers of the gospel need to understand these truths in order to proclaim them to all of God's people. If you want to learn more about our program, visit us online at irbsseminary.org.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church, NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent, biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W.R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Delcor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on FirstLoveRadio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about FirstLoveRadio.org.
Tired of box store Christianity, of doing church in a warehouse with all the trappings of a rock concert? Do you long for a more traditional and reverent style of worship? And how about the preaching? Perhaps you've begun to think that in-depth biblical exposition has vanished from Long Island. Well, there's good news. Wading River Baptist Church exists to provide believers with a meaningful and reverent worship experience, featuring the systematic exposition of God's Word. And this loving congregation looks forward to meeting you. Call them at 631-929-3512 for service times, 631-929-3512, or check out their website at wrbc.us. That's wrbc.us.
I'm James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. The New American Standard Bible is perfect for daily reading or in-depth study. Used by pastors, scholars, and everyday readers, the NASB is widely embraced and trusted as a literal and readable Bible translation. The NASB offers clarity and readability while maintaining high accuracy to the original languages, which the NASB is known for. The NASB is available in many editions like a topical reference Bible. Researched and prepared by biblical scholars devoted to accuracy, the new topical reference Bible includes contemporary topics relevant to today's issues. From compact to giant print Bibles, find an NASB that fits your needs very affordably at nasbible.com. Whichever edition you choose, trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com.
And please remember, if your church does not have pew Bibles, or if the pew Bibles that you have are falling apart, the pages are falling out, they're filled with children's graffiti, or perhaps even the pew Bible that you've been using for years, the version that you've been using for years, is something that your church leaders have outgrown. Perhaps they want to use a more biblically faithful modern translation like the NASB. Well, please, I'm urging you to go to nasbible.com, nasbible.com, which stands for New American Standard Bible.com, nasbible.com, and order new pew Bibles for your entire church. And if you don't have pew Bibles and never did, this might be a good time to start, because not only do Christians attend worship services with their own Bibles, there are many people who visit, obviously, congregations who may never have opened up a Bible in their lives. So it'd be good to have pew Bibles there for them. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible have been so good to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We depend upon their advertising dollars to exist. They just recently renewed their advertising contract with us, so we urge you to please return the favor to them by purchasing New American Standard Bibles, not only for yourself and for your friends and family for gifts, but also for your entire church, for your pew Bibles. That would be our way, your way, I should say, of saying thanks for their advertising and for helping keep Iron Sharpens Iron on the air. And before we return to Tom Evans, president of Family Radio, and Joe Jackowitz, the pastor at large for Family Radio, we just have a few announcements regarding upcoming events that we want you to attend. Let's see, we have on Saturday, March 30th at 6:30 p.m., the Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, is going to be hosting a debate on the theme, Purgatory, Is It Biblical?, between my good friend, Pastor Bruce Bennett, the pastor of Word of Truth Church, and Roman Catholic apologist Matthew Luke Broderick. That's Purgatory, Is It Biblical?, on Saturday, March 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York. For more details, go to wotchurch.com. W-O-T, which stands for Word of Truth, church.com, or you could call them at 631-806-0614, 631-806-0614. Then, coming up on Thursday, May 23rd, the event that I mentioned earlier in the program, the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastor's Luncheon is going to be held, God willing. That's Thursday, May 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carlisle, Pennsylvania Fire and Rescue Banquet Hall. All men in ministry leadership are welcome, whether you are a pastor or an elder, which I believe are the same thing, a deacon, a parachurch leader. Any man in church leadership is welcome to attend. We, unfortunately, do not have the resources or the room for the wives, so please, this is only for men in ministry leadership. And Dr. Costa, Dr. Tony Costa, is our speaker once again at the pastor's luncheon, and he is going to be speaking on how the Dead Sea Scrolls vindicate the Holy Scriptures. And this is absolutely free of charge. Each pastor is going to be leaving with a heavy sack of free books, brand new books that I have selected for my guests from nearly every single major Christian publisher in the United States and the United Kingdom. Every year, twice a year, these fine folks are generous enough to provide at least 100 copies of each book I select so that every man in attendance can leave with a heavy sack of free books. So you're talking typically between 20 and 30 books per pastor who attends. And my friend Joe Jackowitz has been showing up with First Love Publications and giving away free books as well. So please mark that on your calendar. If you want to register for this free event, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put in the subject line, I want to attend the pastor's luncheon. Then coming up in May, actually that event was May as well, but later in May, I should say, May 28th through the 30th, The Banner of Truth is having their East Coast Ministers Conference on the theme, I Believe in the Holy Spirit. And the speakers are Jeff Kingswood, Terry Johnson, David Vaughan, a Reformed Baptist missionary in France, Stephen Nichols, who is the president of Reformation Bible College, the college founded by the late R.C. Sproul and Ligonier Ministries, Michael Morales, and Chad Vegas. I will be there, God willing, and I look forward to seeing you there if you can attend, and I urge you to attend. For more details, go to banneroftruth.org, banneroftruth.org, click on events, and then scroll down to East Coast Ministers Conference. And the conference will be held in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, at the Elizabethtown College. So I hope to see you there May 28th through the 30th at the East Coast Ministers Conference of the Banner of Truth. And then the Foundations Conference is being held December 19th and the 20th in New York City, my old stomping grounds. This is going to be a phenomenal conference, as it always is, I'm sure. And the speakers are extraordinary. First of all, Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, who you just heard a little while ago in the advertisement for New Covenant Church NYC, a sponsor of this program. He is going to be speaking there. Most of our listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with the powerful preaching of Dr. Stephen J. Lawson of One Passion Ministries. Paul Washer has joined the lineup. And if you haven't heard Paul Washer, you've got to hear this brother. He is truly an extraordinary man for our time. Reverend Jeff Thomas, what a powerful preacher he is too, a retired pastor from Wales, a dear brother, so gifted and yet so humble. Reverend Armin Tomasian, who I think is going to become a household name within the next decade amongst Reformed Christians. He's a young man, but has a wisdom and ability in preaching far beyond his youth, far beyond the years of his youth. Richard Caldwell and Andrew Quigley are also on the roster. If you want to register, I would do so quickly because they can only hold approximately 200 people in this venue. So go to thefoundationsconference.com, thefoundationsconference.com, and you'll have all the information that you need. That's December 19th and 20th in New York City, the Foundations Conference. And last but not least, if you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, you don't want us to disappear from the airwaves, please contribute to us as frequently as you can and as heavily as you can by going to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. We truly need your sponsorship, your generous donations, because we have urgent bills that need to be paid, and some of them have not yet been paid, and we need to get them to those that we are in debt in time. So please send us as many donations as you can to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card. Never, ever, ever siphon money away from your regular giving to your local church in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never do that. Never put your family in financial jeopardy by giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those two things are commands of God, providing for your church and your home. Providing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command of God, but if you love this show and you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, then please donate to us as frequently as you can and as heavily as you can, if indeed you want us to stick around and not disappear from the airwaves. That's Chris. That's ironsharpensironradio.com. Click support, then click to donate now. If you want to email me with a request to advertise, because we really could use your advertising dollars, as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put advertising in the subject line. We will help you launch an ad campaign as soon as possible. If you are without a church home and you're not prayerfully looking for one, you're living in rebellion against God. So please send me an email and say in the subject line, I need help finding a church home. I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the world, and I can help you find a church home. I've already helped a number of people in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience all over the world find churches near them that are faithful to the scriptures, and I can help you too. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put I need a church home in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question for our guests today, Tom Evans, president of Family Radio, and Joe Jackowitz, pastor at large at Family Radio. Our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as always, please give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA, and only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And as you may remember, Tom Evans and Joe Jackowitz, we have a question. It's specifically, especially for Tom Evans, but of course, Joe, you could chime in as well. This is from a first-time questioner, but I know who he is, so I'm going to give his full name and the name of his church. I typically only give the full names and churches of folks that I have very high confidence in. We have Pastor Austin Huggins of Christ Evangel in Baghdad, Florida. Interesting name for a city. And he asks, finding a means to genuinely minister to authentic God-ordained ministers is a tall order indeed, due chiefly to the fact that their needs are a unique commingling of physical natured needs and spiritual natured needs. Is there a particular plan to target those two specific areas, and I'm assuming he's talking about with Family Radio, in what ways? Also, is there any long-term future plans to extend such a ministry to the pastors of the third world, where the needs are often uniquely great? That's Austin Huggins, pastor of Christ Evangel in Baghdad, Florida. And the website for his church is christevangel.org, christevangel.org. But, Tom, if you could start.
Thanks, Austin. A great question. Lord willing. I think, well, first of all, I think the signal change or shift or turning back in for Family Radio, I don't know if you or any of us, you know, when we're in the midst of something and we feel that we're alone in this battle, and yet someone comes alongside us and says, hey, brother, I see what you're up against, and we're here, and we're fighting with you. And I think of an analogy I would use. If you're in a trench during World War I, and you look up and down the trench and you see your fellow soldiers there, and you look at one another knowing you all know the same thing, we're here together. I think that is just, we're not saying anything, doing anything other than here we are. We're trying to come alongside and say, hey, brother, we're here. And we want to come alongside you and encourage you. Now, as for, you know, some of the other needs, yes, it is a tall order. And yes, Family Radio, we have several things that we're attempting to do at one time. But nevertheless, God willing, we want to embrace the body and do all we can and continue to do praying for wisdom. Lord, where would you have us go? Has always been our prayer of late. Lord, what would you have us do? Long term, we'd love. All of us know our job, the only reason we're here in this world is to declare the gospel. And would it be that God would give us free course to do that both here and overseas? So international ministry to me is very dear to my heart because I've been there. I've done that. I've done quite a bit of it overseas, and I've seen the need. And I've been especially blessed to hear the reports from Pastor Joe and First Love of the missions that they're doing overseas and trying to come and train and encourage pastors in Africa and some of these other areas in which their ministry is branching out. And I see the need. But we have to take care of our house first. We've got to clean our own house, get it ready, and then we can pray that God would lead us and open the doors for further ministry. Yeah.
Pastor Joe?
I think that we're taking one step at a time. We're going to talk in just a few minutes about this pastor's ministry that we're launching. We're right at the beginning, at the threshold of launching this ministry here in just a couple of weeks. And we're going to take one step at a time with it. Family Radio's ministry over the airwaves of preaching the gospel to every creature works in tandem with our ministry to the local church and the pastors, because when people get saved, they're added to the church. And part of the Great Commission is not only to preach the gospel, but it's also to teach the believers all things which Christ has commanded them. So discipling and teaching believers, church members, and encouraging pastors is just a natural outflow from the ministry of preaching the gospel. And Family Radio's programs are designed to feed and nourish the sheep of Christ. We have a very, very strong lineup of teaching programs that do that. But now we are expanding our ministry to churches and to pastors to go to the next level, not just for the short term, but for the long term. But we have to start somewhere, so we have to start with baby steps, and we just take one step at a time based on God's providence and provision. And so we encourage our listeners to pray for us at Family Radio. Pray that God would use Family Radio to be a great boon and spiritual encouragement and channel to increase the spiritual life of the church, the love of the brethren, and the light of God's truth through pastors and through church members. If I might continue, Chris,
yes.
I just want to summarize in a short period what I was going to say about the difficulties of the ministry and the nature of the pastoral ministry. We're talking about the need for pastors to be ministered to. They need to be fed so that they in turn can go and feed others. We're talking about the difficulties of the ministry, like the real work of a pastor is impossible for him to do naturally and in the flesh. Another aspect of it is, as a pastor, you never reach journeyman level in the most important area of the work, which is the spiritual element of the work. And a pastor will occasionally forget if he experiences some measure of prosperity and effectiveness and sees some fruit that you can't rely on past successes or effectiveness in the past. The Bible says, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Pride comes before a fall. So as a pastor, where the work really counts in the hearts of people, you have to start fresh every day and rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to build the kingdom in the hearts of people. You must rely upon and look to Christ each day to do the work that we can't do as human beings in the hearts of people through the power of the Spirit of God. Another difficulty of the ministry is carrying the spiritual burdens of the flock. This weighs the pastor down. It's like, I can never get away from it. I could leave the ministry of Family Radio or whatever I'm doing and go home, and I'm eating with my wife, and my mind begins to drift, and my wife says, come back to me, come back to me. In other words, the burdens of people weigh on you because we're human beings, and when people share their most difficult struggles with you in such a private and confidential way, these are things that they would trust with no one else except maybe the Lord and their pastor. Those things weigh on you. If you're a human being, they weigh on you. If you're a compassionate person, unless you're like stone and have no heart, they weigh on you. So these burdens are constantly before you. They come into your mind day and night. If they don't, you're just a paid professional without compassion and sympathy. You see, so the ninth thing is that the ministry takes an enormous physical, emotional, and spiritual toll on a true pastor. Sometimes you feel you're exhausted all the time unless you get relief. You're always having to multitask. Your mind and your spirit is spread all over the place. You feel overwhelmed, sometimes abandoned, and loneliness. Loneliness is a big problem. You feel like you can't talk to anybody because they won't understand you. As a pastor, I've tried it. My colleagues have tried it to share your intimate struggles and needs. And people come back with, well, why don't you just do this? They come back with some kind of medicinal physician-like answer to give you a remedy, and they have no clue what you're trying to do. So plus there's unjust criticism and attacks on you and your family that really, really hurt, and it takes a lot to overcome them by God's grace. The preparation for ministry and the ministry itself requires a great sacrifice on the part of the pastor and his family. And sometimes a pastor feels like he's on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and he has to turn aside and just weep constantly. There's almost a day that doesn't go by where we're not weeping in a sanctified and good way, in one way or another. The Apostle Paul says, and dying we, yet we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing. He's talking about the fact that a pastor is not schizophrenic, but he carries these spiritual burdens on the one hand, and then on the other hand, he has to maintain spiritual and emotional and mental sanity. And those two things take place simultaneously. Now, who can bear all that? Who can be all of that without a daily miracle of grace and the supernatural power of God. Nobody can, and that's why it's a unique calling.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to you, I can relate to what you're talking about very much so. We talked about just the spiritual warfare that exists. You know, when you're trying in this world to further the gospel, whether you're a pastor or you're someone, a layman or anyone who's faithfully, like you said, the more faithful you are, the more you're going to experience persecution and or spiritual warfare. But to me, that hearing what you're talking about, like going down this list, I can relate to what you're saying. So all the more for us to, those of us who look upon a pastor with respect and now think, what can I do to encourage him in his ministry, as opposed to the other way, condemn him, or like you were talking about, where I am encouraged to hear what you're talking about, just the intimate struggles of a pastor, and for me to know how to pray for him. Very encouraging for me. Go ahead.
We have a question from a listener. If you want to hold that thought and try to remember what you were going to say, unless you want to just say what you were going to say and I could go to the listener after.
Yeah, I'll just take a few seconds. I was going to talk briefly on the nature of the pastoral ministry to try to understand why a pastor has so many difficulties and afflictions and hardships in the nature of the work. It's because, first of all, ministry in general is hard work, even as a Christian, whatever your gift and calling is. But this is especially true for a pastor. It was never supposed to be easy. The Christian life is we're supposed to have self-denial. Another thing is in terms of the nature of the work is that there are so many pastors that have unrealistic and unbiblical expectations, and that's why many of them leave the ministry so early, never to return as pastors to a church. Another problem is the bad examples. There are so many men who are in ministry for the wrong reasons. I go on mission trips all the time and at pastors' conferences we preach. So many of these men have unscriptural expectations and unscriptural understanding of what the pastor is, because their self-image as a pastor is being developed by the wrong models they're looking at, where you have greedy men who are charlatans in the ministry, and these young men who are called are looking at bad examples. And so we have to have a biblical self-image that sees ourselves as God sees us and is humble. The pastor is called to a very high standard. He must be an example. He must walk the walk, not just talk the talk. He must emulate Christ and what it means to be a Christian in his speech and actions. Others may do stuff by way of Christian liberty that he cannot do, because he would be misunderstood if he did them. So he's called to a higher standard, to sacrifice more than others. And if not, the effect of a pastor's ministry on the church by a bad example can really affect it in a very negative way. You've heard of the saying, as Tom mentioned, so goes the pastor, so goes the church. There's tremendous reality to the saying that as the church's spiritual life has a direct impact by the man and his message, so goes the church.
Praise God. We have John in Bangor, Maine, who says, although I am personally opposed to the hierarchical structures of denominations, I think that independent, autonomous congregations should have frequent and close fellowship with like-minded congregations. This, I am sure, would aid in the pastors having burdens lifted off of them when they need counsel and advice, and even sometimes the physical cooperation of other churches to help accomplish things that Christ expects of shepherds of the flock. Do you agree with this?
I agree with that. The hierarchical structure we don't see in the Bible. We see pastors are equal in parity and in authority. And that's why there's this loose relationship among evangelical churches where every pastor, even the believers like the Bereans, have a right to check pastors out, to bring things to their attention if their behavior or their example or their teaching is wrong. The Bible says the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. And even though I may not have authority over another pastor or his church members, I have the right to go to someone who has bad teaching or who just as a brother and challenge him in love without condemnation and in gentleness. And so I think that we should develop relationships with other pastors and other sister churches like of like faith and practice, not only for the fellowship, but for the check and balance and love that it provides.
Amen. And by the way, I forgot to mention before we go to the final break, Pastor Austin Huggins, since you are a first-time questioner today, you have won a free New American Standard Bible, compliments of the publishers of the NASB, and compliments of CVBBS.com. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, CVBBS.com, who will be shipping that Bible out to you. So please email me your full mailing address in Baghdad, Florida. We're going to our final break right now. It's going to be a lot more brief than the last one. Please, if you have an email with a question that you are intending to send us, do it quickly because we're rapidly running out of time. Our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away, God willing. We will be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Hi, I'm Mark Lukens, pastor of Providence Baptist Church. We are a Reformed Baptist church, and we hold to the London Baptist Confession of Faith of 1689. We are in Norfolk, Massachusetts. We strive to reflect Paul's mindset to be much more concerned with how God views what we say and what we do than how men view these things. That's not the best recipe for popularity, but since that wasn't the apostles' priority, it must not be ours either. We believe, by God's grace, that we are called to demonstrate love and compassion to our fellow man and to be vessels of Christ's mercy to a lost and hurting community around us and to build up the body of Christ in truth and love. If you live near Norfolk, Massachusetts, or plan to visit our area, please come and join us for worship and fellowship. You can call us at 508-528-5750. That's 508-528-5750. Or go to our website to email us, listen to past sermons, worship songs, or watch our TV program entitled Resting in Grace. You can find us at providencebaptistchurchma.org, that's providencebaptistchurchma.org, or even on sermonaudio.com. Providence Baptist Church is delighted to sponsor Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hello, my name is James Renahan, and I'm the president of IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. The Word of God says, if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. Do you have the desire to serve Jesus Christ in pastoral ministry? 20 years ago, the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies at Westminster Seminary, California was born. For those two decades, these institutions worked together to train men for ministry in Reformed Baptist churches. It has been a wonderful partnership. Now we have advanced our school into an independent seminary offering a full program of courses leading to the Master of Divinity degree. This is IRBS Theological Seminary. We believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired and inerrant Word of God, that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh who came to save sinners by His life, death, and resurrection, and that the task of the Church is to honor and serve the Triune God in all things. IRBS Theological Seminary is dedicated by God's grace to preparing godly ministers who will be committed to these doctrines. Do you sense a call to serve Jesus Christ and His church as a pastor? Why not consider IRBS Theological Seminary? You'll find more information at irbsseminary.org. That's irbsseminary.org, two S's in the middle. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.
I'm Pastor Billy Linhart of Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, and I'm thrilled to have joined the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio family of sponsors. We fully subscribe to the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith as a faithful summary of the most vital biblical truths, desire to worship the Triune God of the Holy Scriptures in spirit and truth, and seek to make His glory known in the Concho Valley, West Texas, and beyond. Sovereign Grace PBC of San Angelo purposes to center our worship on the Holy Scriptures and the Gospel of Jesus Christ in the hope that He will grow us in love and the unity of truth. After Sunday services, join us for a fellowship meal, followed by our Ladies' Fellowship and our Children's Sunday School class. If you're looking for a church in West Texas that's serious about the Word of God and worship that pleases Him, come visit us. For details about Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, email sgbcsa@gmail.com or visit us at sgbcsa.com. That's sgbcsa.com.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
My name is Steve Lawson, founder and president of One Passion Ministries, as well as teaching fellow for Ligonier Ministries. I serve as professor of preaching and oversee the Doctor of Ministry program at the Master's Seminary in Los Angeles. I would like to recommend the church where one of my preaching students, Andy Woodard, serves as the pastor. It's called New Covenant Church, NYC. They are a Reformed Baptist church that meets in Midtown Manhattan. You can find their service times and location on their website, which is www.ncc.nyc. They believe in a sovereign God who commands all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. If you're looking for a church that believes in expository preaching, which is simply biblical preaching, in New York City, I'd like to recommend that you visit New Covenant Church, NYC. Again, their information can be found at www.ncc.nyc. Have a great day.
Did you know that all believers are priests? In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Peter describes Christ's church as comprising a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So if you're a Christian, you're also a priest. Now you can find the newest styles in Reformed and Protestant apparel at citizenpriest.com. Citizenpriest.com specializes in Christian-themed t-shirts and clothing especially for Reformed Christians. Citizenpriest.com's merchandise is purposefully scripture-based and meant for the edification of the saints and the furtherance of the gospel. Let everyone know that you stand firm on the doctrines of the Reformed faith by wearing apparel from citizenpriest.com. Visit citizenpriest.com today.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent, biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W.R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Delcor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on FirstLoveRadio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about FirstLoveRadio.org.
And I'm so glad that a number of our listeners here to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio program have expressed how much they are enjoying Pastor Joe Jackowitz and his preaching that is aired right after Iron Sharpens Iron radio on firstloveradio.org. So thank you very much. I hope all of you keep listening to Pastor Joe after Iron Sharpens Iron radio. And also, if you haven't done that yet, please stick around. Don't turn off your computer. Listen to the First Love Radio even when we go off the air here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio so you can be blessed by Pastor Joe Jackowitz of Christ Bible Church in Dublin, California. We are now back with our final segment of today's interview with Tom Evans and Joe Jackowitz of Family Radio. And we have a listener, let's see here, we have Bobby in Hartsdale, New York, who says, it's refreshing to hear of a parachurch organization like Family Radio that is dedicated to being an arm of the church to assist the church and help the church and uplift the church. So many parachurch organizations are all about themselves. Some of them don't even mention anything about the local pastor or the local church. They act as if they are the pastors for everybody who either listens to their radio programs or TV programs or just knows about them in general. Don't you think that is very important for all parachurch organizations to let those who support them know that the church is an ordained thing for Christians to be a participant in, and a parachurch organization may be a help, but it is no replacement or even on the same level as a church. And Tom, if you could start,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty strong statement, and yeah, I do. I certainly, if anything, I agree, and I would add to that yes, those of us who claim the name of Jesus Christ and have been called into the family, Christ's family, God has told us very specifically in Ephesians chapter 4, for example, that he gave some, this is verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 4, gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. And this will happen until all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God has given us and ordained and called out individual men for this purpose, and he's equipped them, and therefore we are to give them honor, honor to whom honor is due. And so I would agree, Family Radio is not an extra, you know, a ministry outside of the body. It is a contributor to the body of Christ. So I would wholeheartedly agree.
Amen. Chris, can I just take a minute to just give a word of encouragement, because we've talk so much about the negative aspects of the ministry and the difficulties connected with it. I wanted to encourage your listeners how they might help their pastor. I would say, first of all, pray for your pastor daily. Pray for guidance, wisdom, his family, his marriage. Pray for inspiration, for the filling of the Spirit. Secondly, protect your pastor. Don't allow anyone to gossip and criticize. Help lighten his load. Ask yourself, how can I help my pastor? Number three, encourage your pastor. Don't flatter him, but encourage him. Pastors live for the reward of seeing their efforts be blessed by God. And so if God has used your pastor, encourage him once in a while. Now, a word to pastors. Let me say, my pastor brother, don't give up. keep on keeping on. Your work, your labor of love, and your sacrifice matters. God says in Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you don't lose heart. Secondly, watch out for the comparison trap. Don't compare yourself or your ministry to others. Look at the Lord Jesus. Number three, be faithful. Just be faithful in your ministry. Number four, keep your focus on Christ. And when you fail, repent, be renewed, and Christ will recommission you, send you back out, just like he did Peter. And lastly, be healed God's way. Earthly comforts can help. Take a vacation, take a rest, have some good pastor friends. But the best rehabilitation comes from Christ himself as he cleanses your heart afresh in his blood to restore clean hands, a good conscience, and a pure heart. Now, Chris, I'd like to close, because I know we only have a few minutes left in the program, with the announcement of the launching of Family Radio's Pastor's Ministry. We recognize the daunting and vital work of a pastor at Family Radio, as Tom has pointed out. And the leadership has decided to reach out to pastors and help them in various ways. We're launching Family Radio's Pastor's Ministry with the beginning of a pastor's prayer breakfast here in the San Francisco Bay Area on April 6th, Saturday, April 6th, from 9 a.m. to 10:30. We're just going to be pastors praying together, bearing one another's burdens, praying with one another. And if you want to be part, if you live in the Bay Area or you know some pastor who does, just send them my way. You can call Family Radio at 800-543-1495. Give me a call, and we'll send out information. Or you can go to Family Radio's website, which is familyradio.org. That's familyradio.org. The phone number, again, is 800-543-1495. I'm Pastor Joe Jackowitz. Just ask for Pastor Joe or send me an email at familyradio.org. And we will connect with the pastor. We hope to plant a branch of the Pastor's Prayer Breakfast in Southern California for our stations there, Northern California, and then across the country. So we hope to have, God willing, quite a few of these Pastor's Prayer Breakfasts sponsored by Family Radio to bring pastors together to pray for revival, to pray for the pastors and for the local church.
Praise God. We have, let's see here, we have CJ in Lindenhurst, Long Island, New York, who says, how do we convince, in your opinion, in the best way, a reluctant, skeptical friends who cannot bring themselves to trust Family Radio again after what they may have experienced personally, either in their own lives and families or their churches?
Well, I would say follow the biblical principle of forgiveness and acceptance. Just like if you had a brother in church who did something wrong and he comes to you and repents and asks for forgiveness, you would be obligated to forgive them and move on. If a family member, a mother, father, sister, brother came to you and after doing something wrong and asked for forgiveness, you would forgive them. It's the Christian principle of forgiveness. Family Radio has publicly and in other ways apologize, and believe me, friends, as a pastor, I know I've worked for Family Radio in this wonderful ministry for 20 years, since 1994, and their repentance is genuine, and now they've embraced a policy and a future that will right the wrongs. They've already been doing it, and also a wonderful plan to be the biggest supporter, I believe, of the church and the pastor, or one of the biggest supporters of the ministry of the church and pastor you will ever find. So all we ask for is a second chance, and give us a chance to prove ourselves. And this is a ministry that you will see by action that is a great boon and will be a great boon to the church.
And Tom, do you have anything to add?
Sure. I mean, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, well, first of all, I certainly understand, of course, that, yeah, there's been a lot of harm that has been caused in the past. But I would remind this gentleman and this friend that look in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13, even the Apostle Paul himself, people didn't trust him at first. I mean, look at what he had done. And he says, in verse 13, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And in verse 14, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. I mean, if we examine ourselves, we need the mercy of God. But nevertheless, like Joe said, we got to prove what we say rather than just say. So it's our attempt to really put feet to what we are, changes that have occurred. And, yeah, it's going to take time for people to trust us. That's okay. We'll do our best to prove our trustworthiness.
And if you could now, Tom, just summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners in about 2 minutes' time.
Sure. I think the body of Christ, we all, in my observation of the church, there are many pastors, famous and not so famous, who are calling for the reformation of the Church of Jesus Christ. Our culture, we can look out there and we can see that there is a huge void of truth. And can we be, Family Radio, be a messenger and encourager as opposed to what we have been, basically in isolation and poking and condemning the church, rather turn that around and say, okay, what can we do and be to become another voice out there to strengthen the church in the midst of a culture where the church has been greatly eroded, the presence and the, not so much the presence, but the influence of the Church of Jesus Christ in this world. I trust that God has a plan and that we are excited about what God is going to do. His plan can't be thwarted. He is sovereign. So we can trust him and have confidence. Be not afraid. Go forward. And we carry the truth with us, and we don't need to be ashamed of the truth.
And Pastor Joe, in about 1 minute, do you have anything to conclude the show with?
Before I conclude, let me encourage you, if you're interested in supporting pastors and our ministry to pastors, you can call me at 800-543-1495. That's Family Radio's main number. Ask for Pastor Joe. That's 800-543-1495. Or go online to our website and send me an email. The web address is familyradio.org, familyradio.org.
Praise God. Well, let's
Jesus
also...
Christ, that's...
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
The Lord Jesus Christ died for the church. And the Lord is very concerned as we look through the lens of Revelation chapters 2 and 3 for and interested in the spiritual health and life of the church, and of pastors who feed the church. And Family Radio is dedicated and committed to supporting and encouraging both pastors and the local church. This is a work that is very close to the heart of God, very pleasing to God, to do anything we can to build up the faith of believers and church members and to inspire and comfort and strengthen pastors. And this is a very great work. If you can pray for Family Radio's ministry to pastors that will launch on April 6th, we would really appreciate it because we need help. We realize that the enemy is going to come against us, but we have the Lord Jesus Christ praying for us. We have an intercessor in heaven. We have an intercessor within, the Holy Spirit, helping us. Please pray for Family Radio and its outreaches to pastors.
Amen. And I also like to plug an excellent book that is published by Solid Ground Christian Books, one of our sponsors. It is actually the combination of two different booklets by Reformed giants of history, The Duties of Church Members to Their Pastors, and A Plea to Pray for Pastors by John Angel James and Gardner Spring. This is two booklets in one, available through Solid Ground Christian Books. Why not order some for your entire congregation at solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com. And I want to thank both you, Tom Evans, and you, Joe Jackowitz, for being my guest today. I want to thank everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write in questions. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.